Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm going to say it simply. I'm going to lay it out there for both of you gentlemen.
Okay.
The invitation is open. All right, the invitation is open. Just get your asses down here.
What?
Get your asses down. Free yourself from that prison. Free yourself from that place that I visited over the weekend. I must tell you, I invite you, I implore you to come down to where the rhythm of life, where you communicate with nature, you commune with nature more often. We are we spent the weekend in the Mecca, the hub, the beehive that is Washington, D.C.
It was great to have you back, and you looked happy to be back.
You look so happy.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting experience. I think enough time has passed now where I've been down here a lot and I haven't been up there that things seemed a little more. I became aware of things that I used to take for granted.
What is the first thing that became really just like, spoke to you? What was the?
I stayed in the hamlet of Arlington, Virginia.
Beautiful
city. Used to be. I stayed at the fabulous. By the way, got to give him a tip of the hat. Little nod to the Marriott Residence Inn by Marriott.
Ooh.
Very, very nice. Very. I love what they're doing with mid-level, small to mid-level hotels now, where they're all making them kind of user friendly. You know how they all remember we've railed against the fact that they bring you that auto breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say they did it differently at this joint. They had a
square eggs.
Carla wouldn't let me eat any of it. They didn't have a pancake. I think they might have had regular waffles that they were making there.
Very nice.
And they had beautiful biscuits that I wasn't able to touch. And believe me, after the weekend, I had thrown the diet switch. I had gone ka-chunk in the diet switch, and I wanted to eat everything in this buffet. But it looked really nice. So, tip of the hat. I will just tell you this. So now I noticed that the Arlington area, as it has been for years, more and more development than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
They're going vertical, as you boys
they're
know.
Going
they're going vertical.
You have to.
And the drive back from Fredericksburg, Virginia, where my wonderful daughter graduated with honors, to Washington, D.C. to cover the incredible distance of 20-some-odd miles, mm-hmm. 23, 24 miles, was 2 hours. On a Saturday at about 12 noon, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds about right.
It's just... Wow. I mean, really, unless you're real, you know, I'm just saying get out.
I
to
think
the,
Rob's
the
commute
you know?
And Pony's commute can get to like an hour 30 sometimes.
Oh, sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah.
2 hours.
It's, to work.
But the weekend we hit the road to head down to Fredericksburg, Virginia, from Arlington, Virginia at 6:45. We were on the road at 6:45 in the morning.
A.M.
Traffic by the time we got to Springfield, Virginia, was beginning to not approach bumper to bumper, but pretty damn close. And I said, it's Saturday. It's just, it's nuts.
It's tragic is what it
is. Isn't
it
scary when you can watch it?
That's a great word for it. Tragic is the perfect word. I would describe it as tragic. So anyway, when we got off the plane yesterday here, it was kind of like,
finally.
And we just breathed a sigh of relief. And because they're
open
all
highways
out of here,
and open unlimited meth.
Open highways and no urgency with anything. Just everybody kind of living life. And
lots of drivers in town cars that are legally blind, just, you know, taking their time.
Who needs eyes when you have
jobs
cataracts?
Down here, we'd be happy, but there are no jobs down here. But anyway, that's part of the deal. So I'm glad to be here. And I also, as we were getting the show ready today, the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm very pleased to note that we have a new intern. And if you don't mind, I'll do the intro here. Ladies and gentlemen, our brand new intern, Jesus of Nazareth, is here today. Jesus of Nazareth is here. And no, I'm kidding, of course. I just saw the hair, the beard. And
may I introduce him?
Yes, you may.
As his captain, why not?
Yes, you may. As the chief
intern
wrangler
coordinator.
In charge of
this is our first intern from Christopher Newport University in Newport News, a college my wife went to for a semester or so.
Christopher Newport College.
Yes, this is Junior Adam Spencer, a native of Manassas, Virginia.
And Manassas!
And his dad once wrote you a poem.
Oh, that's
really? Mm. Really? Christopher, how are you?
No, Adam.
Adam.
Christopher Newport is a university.
Oh, good. Christopher Newport University.
Yes, yes. Adam.
Good. What is the flavor down there? What are they known for? Menthol cigarettes?
Carjacking. Trying to think. Lots of crime.
Crime. crime.
Lots of crime.
They're near Virginia Beach, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Crime.
So you have been, you've done your whole ride at Christopher Newport, so you're going into your third year. You're in your third year.
Senior or rising junior?
Rising junior.
All right. Third year.
Rising third junior. Year. And how do you find the university? Do you enjoy your experience there?
It's nice. It's a smaller college, so the social scene isn't as big as other colleges, but it's still lovely. Right.
It's lovely. Lovely. That's good. Lovely.
Look
I like
what
lovely.
A nice
I
word.
Like lovely. Yeah.
What
like
a nice
the,
word.
Like sounds like the nice biggest word. Crime at Christopher Newport is they stole his heart.
Gross.
So you are from the entertainment mecca of Manassas, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Boy, what's when it
you,
like? For,
yeah, when you grow ahead. Up there now, Mike, I wanted to ask him, do you ever feel like, why would I ever buy new tires? Because you have so many options.
Yeah,
right?
You have lots
right.
of used tires.
For used tires or llantas usadas.
Llantas usadas. Adam, it's great to have you on the intern staff. Learn. Enjoy.
Excel.
Hang out with the guys. Excel. We love our interns on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we hope you have a good summer working for us. Are there any questions that you have for any of the principals, including yours truly, who you will probably never have any physical contact with whatsoever?
No, I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me.
That's great. Are you involved? Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have any
boyfriend?
Any significant others? A boyfriend? A girlfriend?
I am single at the moment.
Oh. Single. Hey, you'll fit right in with this group. You will fit right in with this.
Nice.
I direct your attention to our executive producer. We call him SFL Bloom, Single for Life Bloom.
Exactly.
Right over here. There he is.
Have an update on that as well, Mike.
Yeah, I do too. Did anybody get to that lady reaching out to them over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Interesting.
No
I also
contact.
Heard word of a block happening within the ranks.
Okay, you can't say
know,
that
with
word.
Oh, you can't say that? C-block.
C-block happened C-block. With a gentleman that might work at one of the finer hotel chains around the area.
Oh, yeah.
There you are.
Yeah,
I saw him.
Tanned, not me.
We will get to the details of the weekend because I was in D.C. over the weekend. Let me just say, I did get Irish when she got her diploma, and then it was so cold on the little quad out there.
How cold was it?
It was so cold, I saw a robin dipping its mortarboard in Nest tea.
Hi-oh!
I don't know what that means. So we made our way inside, and as I was turning around, I said, well, she did it. And my daughter, Elizabeth, who sat with Catherine, who sat with Carl and I, and, we had the both sets of the parents that were there.
Yeah.
We had, my ex-wife's family and my family. We saw them and said hello to them. And then they had gotten there separately, so we were in different areas. And it was just it was a little moment. You realize
Aww,
you got one
cool.
one walking down and graduating college. And she was, I can't even begin to tell you the things that Catherine said to me Friday night, which probably was fueled by a little adult beverage, but it was very kind of what she said to me as her father, and I can't believe that being a part time dad that I got that credit, which I don't think she was thinking clearly. I really don't think she was.
I disagree. She was very lucid.
Thank you. We'll get to that in a second, but Adam, so you have no questions. It's Monday. I'm a little scattered. We're all over the place here.
Yeah.
But
a lot going on this week, Adam.
Just
Take
any
a
advice,
good look at this guy.
Oscar, Rob, anything that anything you can offer Adam as we begin his internship?
I'd love, if you don't mind.
Please, Rob. I wish you'd take this.
Adam, a couple things you need to know right now.
Right now.
When we break your balls... We're just breaking your balls. It's nothing personal.
Yes, sir.
All right, hasn't happened yet. And two, Pony will always be late. Do not let it get to you.
What?
He will always be late to the studio.
That is a lie. That is a lie that needs to be broken. By the way, is that Ashley on the other side of Pony?
Yes.
Ashley, do you change your hair color?
Yeah, it's purple now. That wasn't intentional.
But you know what? I'll give her credit. It's not purple grape juice purple. It's just got like a purplish reddish tint.
It was supposed to be auburn.
Yeah, if you really want purple, you got to look at Julia's hair.
Because very quick aside,
that ass is purple.
I should point out that I was going to get a haircut last week, Ashley, and when I sat there and I went into one of the many salon barbershop slash operations they have. I think it was called the Hair Garage, where I decided, hey, men's hair, specifically men's hair. Why not? Yeah. I walked in and I said, oh, I get it. Okay, so the motif is like a real garage. You know, you don't have to put any flooring down or anything like that.
Jeez.
It's like a concrete floor.
Yeah.
And there was one lady that was cutting a little design into the gentleman's side of his head, and I felt uncomfortable with that. And then, of course, I had to wait for my salon expert to arrive. And when she arrived, she had a sky blue, pinkish hair.
Oh, very nice.
And was juggling, some paperwork and a giant frap, a la Britney Spears.
A gooey frap, Mike? Was it a gooey
frap?
You'll
never guess what happened after that. I was like, oh. I'm out of here. Thank you.
So it wasn't Goss's garage?
No, it wasn't Goss's garage. Oh. That's
As a rule, I don't trust a theme barbershop. It started way back. Remember
right.
The hair pair? And it
yeah,
was
the
Western.
Hair.
The hair right. pair.
It's sports mm-hmm. cuts.
Sports cuts.
Sports yeah. cuts, same
TV.
Place. Had that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just go to a barbershop. But can I be honest with you? I've got a great barber. This is the true story.
Yes.
I didn't even want to go public with this. I have a great older barber. And the environment is simply too hateful.
He's hostile. I think you mentioned that off air.
He's not.
Like, he's hostile.
He's polite. He's polite to me. And now we have a relationship. So, but the hostility and the negativity that this is me talking, okay?
Right.
This is an environment I should thrive in. The negativity of just being there is like,
does he cut your hair like he's mad at your hair?
He cuts my hair, and every third time he cuts my hair like he's in a hurry.
Okay, yeah. I don't like that.
That's it.
But I don't
then again,
like that.
You know, when you go down to the hair garage, and she's using like a tie iron to cut your hair. It doesn't matter.
Do you want nitro today?
No, but
no.
Before I die on the hospital table, I want to get a nice little buzz cut. So we'll be doing that time of week. Other than that, I'm out. Let's just start the goddamn show, shall we?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We have with us today a man who is so much a part of the culture that he scarcely needs an introduction. Pootie Tang, good to have you here with us.
Seventh time.
Pootie Tang, you've had incredible success, and you've had it in a variety of fields, music, films, martial arts, pottery. How do you do it? What makes you tick?
Well, Bob, I'm a Pone Tony. Got my dillies on a pepper chain.
I hear that. Now, Pootie, a lot of young artists really say that you are their inspiration.
Well, I can't say that they know my brother. What a tie.
I understand, though, you got a new movie coming out. Is that right?
Yeah. It's called Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind.
Wow. And who's in it besides yourself?
Oh, well, there's Truckee, Bad Biddy, Dirty D, Lacey, JB, Biggie Shorty, and Robert Vaughn.
You have a clip you'd like to show us?
Yeah, baby.
All right, well, let's take a look then at this clip from Pootie Tang's new movie, Sign Your Pity.
Sign Your Pity on the Runny Kind.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know.
In the know.
We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Our show brought to you by Texture. I love Texture. I've been telling you about Texture for a while now. The best way to get your magazine content, and we need magazines now more than ever, for moments of information, inspiration, and comic relief. I love my magazine articles. We need Texture more than ever. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Looks phenomenal on my iPad. It'll look great on your smart device. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture gives you access to every magazine magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions, plus the convenience of electronic access with no clutter. You don't have magazines lying all over the house, and it makes you read magazines you normally wouldn't read because
right.
it's fascinating. You got them all there in front of you. Here's what I want you to do right now. Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, what a weekend it was. What a Friday night it was with all my mates that showed up for our graduation
I was thinking
party
of the length of your day on Friday was astounding.
Yes, it was a very, very long day. And, just to wait, kind of a late flight. Not sure why I did that. Not a lot of flights directly from where I live up to Washington, D.C. But we got there. We didn't even stop at the hotel. We did a beeline out to Herndon, Virginia. And then I got the tour of the Buffalo Wing from our host, Jimmy Cerrito, which was maybe I didn't want to do this. I even thought about it in advance. I wanted to let him do everything, but at about the 10-minute mark, I said, okay, I'm looking at cinder block walls. Thank you.
Oh, no.
It's going to be fantastic.
The mortar looks so good.
How are the floors? The last time I got the tour, I had to walk on support beams. Is there a floor?
No, there's flooring.
That's excellent. That's a huge step.
They've got the concrete done.
Subflooring.
Oh, cool.
Can I just say one thing about the wing?
Oh, here we go.
It's going to be great when it's done. After we got the tour, and Jimmy... this has been how many years? I'm not sure when he started the process.
He announced it right after the bicentennial.
He pointed across the street. And he said, "And look at that." I said, "What's that?" I said, "That." He said, "That's the new firehouse." I said, "Oh, they put an addition on." I said, "No, they tore it down and built it."
Oh my God, really?
So they built an entire state of the art firehouse in the time that Jimmy. Like 2 years after Jimmy started.
Well, as you know, this was a historical television repair shop, and
Jimmy broke ground to
4 years ago.
No, I would say before Catherine went to college.
Yeah, you were definitely.
She was
definitely
still in high school.
You were definitely still living in Manassas, and
like maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him the very best of luck.
Having looked at it, Mike, would you say he's reached the halfway mark?
It was the permits, Mike,
easily.
The permits.
Yeah, that's right. He had to move a pole.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, all I know is some of the hoops he's had to jump through, I would have gone, blow it out of your
butt.
Yeah. I mean, you got to play ball. It's very hard to do business when you're
Jimmy
a sole
will
proprietor.
Outlive you.
And the thing about it is that when he gets it done, I know where I'm going to hang. If it's nice weather, I'll be at that outside bar.
Beer garden. Beautiful. The beer
Does
garden,
that
yeah.
not
beer
look like
garden.
It's going to, with
oh
that, where he's building
God.
That cinder block bar that's going to be out there?
No,
oh, my God.
No more gravel and stone.
Right.
It is going to be beautiful.
I think it's
going to
be phenomenal.
The nicest place in Herndon.
It's going to be incredible. And, of course, that's why I chose that place to meet my daughter and her roommate and my other daughter and their friends. And everybody came up to hang out. And we had interns, old and new.
Yes.
We had the three of you guys.
Like old home week.
Rob finally got there, because I know you had to sell candy at a high school production.
Yeah, and Mike and baked goods and
I was
sodas.
Really surprised that you were as late. I mean, how late did you have to go with that show?
It was a 7 o'clock show.
Would people buy like peanut butter cups like after the second act?
No, but then you have to break down, and then I had to get my kid home, and then I had I had to come. So I mean, she's running sound for the show, which is pretty cool. But she has to make sure that all the microphones get put away
and
all
Sister
stuff
Act
like that.
2 is so much longer than Sister Act.
Well,
1.
This is just Sister Act.
Oh.
How was the show? Did you enjoy the show?
I did not see the show.
How come you didn't see the show?
Because just by being seated in the lobby and hearing what I could hear through the soundproof doors, I feel that many of the singers were about as flat as Iowa, and I had no interest in going in to see the show.
What? That's a horrible thing to say.
Isn't it, though?
You were, like, totally plugged in, though.
Well, you know what? I hear that the fidelity on the microphones was marvelous. Julia did a great job on sound.
Fidelity.
Kind of cool. I said this to you on Friday night. Kind of cool that with you running... sound.
That was her choice too.
She's going into sound design, which is it's a major
announced.
Where my daughter goes to school.
And they announced the three plays for next year, and two of them are going to be great.
What are they?
What are they?
The first one is 12 Angry Men.
Harumph.
Oh, that's a pretty that's a pretty lofty drama for kids. I just picture high school kids. It's kind of that's neat though. Anytime they're doing drama.
Well, Julia's pissed off all the time. I think she'll do fine. And then there's Steel Magnolias, which I know your daughter has a history with.
Yeah, that's the that's a
so
big
they
one.
Have a male skewing one and a female skewing one.
Right.
And then the last one is The Little Mermaid.
Oh, a musical.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
A full-fledged musical.
A beautiful under-the-sea musical.
Who's
and
Nemo?
You can come to the concession stand and you can buy a cupcake or a can of Coke or a pistol.
So is that your thing? Are you going to be the concession guy? Or
no, you know what? Now I've done concessions and I've done merchandise, and I think that merchandise is the way to go because you get to build more of a relationship with your customer.
No, but also, as look, I'm not going to speak for you, but I'll speak for you.
Thank you for doing that.
As a
before you even say it, I 100% back it.
Yes. As a heftier man, don't put that guy behind the concessions.
No, it's not so much that, Oscar. You know, what it is
like
is
like behind the peanut butter cups?
Yeah, I mean, don't do that to him.
The lady.
You really want that guy back there.
Or do you really want that guy? Because he's not going to stand behind a product he doesn't believe in.
Well, if there's like a, if there's a hot, great-looking mom back there, I'm not going to go up and buy the brownie and the peanut butter cup and the popcorn. If there's a beautiful mama that's back there, I'm not going to buy. If there's,
I will say this:
if you're back there, I'm saying load up the bag.
I am so glad that you brought up the notion of shame at the concession stand because
sure.
Really, you only sell concessions before the show and during intermission, right?
Do people really buy concessions at a high school?
They do. They do. But here's something that happened two separate times during the show. I will say a gentleman of larger carriage came out during the show when the snack bar was abandoned. And he said, first the guy said, do you take plastic? Because I don't have much cash.
And was I he said, a father? Was he a, did he appear to be a father?
I would think so. And I said, no, we only take cash. And without the burden of all the other eyes on him, he loaded up. And I think it was, I think there was an embarrassment factor there. But I do also have to.
I love that.
I have to.
Like, give me everything.
And then he ran to the car and ate it. No,
some snow caps, peanut butter cups. Give me that homemade brownie. I'd have the popcorn, a bag of Lay's potato chips. Thank you. Are those ham and cheese biscuits? Thank you. I'll have that and a full-fledged Coke. Thank you.
But the thing that troubled me is the lady who set up the snack bar. We got there, and all the stuff was laid out, and she was moving.
What is it? I mean, like a concession at a high school production, is it like a card table?
No, it was two.
With one of those metal baskets that the cash comes in?
2 8-foot tables, and it was largely
it's like
full.
Yeah, concession.
Yeah.
That's it. At a high school play.
So, but she kept arranging stuff like it was a shoot for home, you know, Better Homes and Gardens. Like, I think we need to move the dipped pretzels over here. And then,
so you didn't get along with your coworkers?
Well, my coworker, because she couldn't wait to get out of there to see the show. My coworker was Carrie and another couple from the supper club. So we did fine once we were going. But here's the thing that drove me crazy. As someone who has a history growing up, handling money and doing this kind of thing, everything on the table was a dollar. Okay, just to make it easy, everything was a dollar. And first of all, hate anyone who comes up and says, how much are these? I say, everything is a dollar. Oh, okay. How much for a bottled water? I said, everything's a dollar. Oh, okay. How much for the chips? Everything's a dollar. So everything was a dollar.
Right.
Which brings up the point, why when you open the money box, did she have $20 in change? Like quarters and nickels and dimes. And first of all, they're all commingled, which is right. Wrong. The change, there's slots for the change. There needs to be that. And then her 10s and her 20s were also mixed up, and they were not all facing the same way. So
you need to like go to Afghanistan or something.
Man.
You need to get out of Libya.
This is
a problem.
Alamo.
So I got it all worked out, and she messed it up once more after that.
Good God.
Got it all worked out, and then...
I can understand. I spent spending a weekend there, I can understand how people go bad-ass crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
like,
it's just...
This is his
nuts.
Tipping point.
How hard is
this
it?
This is it.
To make a bad register.
How And it was a cash box, not a register. Silly. How hard is it?
Yeah, it's the metal cash box.
Yeah, with
right?
the handle on it. How hard is it, the concept of four lines? There's not a problem
of
with
cocaine?
It. No. Just like waiting in line.
Right.
Do you know how many times I had to yell, I can help the next person? We
right.
had four people standing up there, and everyone's in a line, and then everyone comes up and puts their hands on their hips and starts searching for
like
some sort
over,
of magical
and then
bargain.
And it was over, and it's like 9:30, and it's like,
I've got to go to that.
Oh, my thing. God. Now I got to go party with my friends.
I got to go there now.
I'm exhausted.
Is that the impression I gave when I got there?
Based on your arrival time, yes. But, yes, that's the impression.
I know what will solve this. Outside of the party.
Yes.
You tell that witch.
Yes. By the way, I should point out, I left at 11:30, and apparently some of you stayed later.
Yeah, we stayed for another hour.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Maybe longer than that, Oscar.
Oh, really?
I got a full report.
Oh, my God.
Maybe 2 hours.
Matt drove me home. I drove my car home. We'll get to that later. Listen.
Yes.
Tell that lady that it's 2017 and to get a little PayPal or Square. So
yeah,
you
the
take
Square,
credit.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. That's what you need to
no
do.
No more cash.
What did you
just
have
credit
at the concession stand? What was your food?
We had donated cookies from parents. We had small bags of chips from the Frito-Lay company. There
right
were donuts. We had Coke, Sprite, Diet
donuts?
Coke, water. Yeah.
What from, kind of donuts?
From Dunkin' Donuts. You know, Mike, Dunkin' Donuts, where everything tastes like Noxzema.
So donuts, I mean, did anybody buy a donut at
donuts
like
were a big
or
mover. They were a
really
big mover. And you know
okay
what was a big mover is donut holes, five on a skewer. Because
oh,
people
wow
love a pointed stick.
And food on a stick.
People love it. They yeah really
five
do.
Five on a skewer.
What was the candy?
Candy, we had, you know what the big mover was? Starburst. What?
Oh, okay.
But all there right was also M&M's. I believe there was Snickers. There were Snickers. And what? Oh, and Skittles, because I found out that my wife, Carrie, has never eaten a Skittle in her life.
Really?
Which is odd, isn't it?
Skittle is an amazing candy.
It's a nice candy,
yeah,
unless you're expecting an M&M.
Right.
And yeah, then it'll really throw you.
The yep system, yeah.
It'll throw you.
That'll make you drive your car into a ditch. You know, you're cruising around and you want to crunch that chocolatey goodness, and suddenly it's like, sour tart!
Yeah! Oh my God, help me! Jesus Christ, help me!
All right. Well, that's good. All right. Well, let's take a break now, and we can move on, because basically I was going to talk about my daughter's graduation party, but we ended up talking about a concession stand.
Were there concessions at the graduation?
The only concession was the graduation, that I should have allotted more than the 5 hours out of my day to watch 1,000 kids' names get called.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
And O is right in the middle.
Yeah, it was at least, but they had several different classes, so it's not like she had to wait for the whole time. But I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
Hey, she got her diploma. All right.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm in a bit of a jam, and I can only make one phone call, and it has to be quick, so here goes. Word on the street has it that Mike and the guys are taking phone calls Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. sharp. Here's what I need you to do. Call in at 1-888-920-MORE. Ask a question. Say hi. Share an anecdote, but don't say first time, long time. Know what I mean? Hey, thanks, man. I gotta go.
Wide open Wednesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show. Call early and call often.
Are not ready for prime time. Players are working overtime.
I love the theatricality.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Oh, my God. It's like an old friend when I come back home after the weekend.
Yes.
You know, you stay in a hotel and then you jump into that Sleep Number. It's so much fun. Anyway, you might have even considered a Sleep Number bed, but you weren't sure if you could afford one. Consider this. It lasts twice as long as an innerspring. And I think they're being conservative
I
with
do
that
too
assessment,
I do
to
too
be honest with you. Bottom line, you can really afford, can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Plus, the Sleep Number bed adjusts to each side for your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. That's your Sleep Number setting. It's the perfect bed for couples. With optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it tracks your sleep so you know what helps you sleep your best. 91% of owners recommend Sleep Number, and J.D. Power has ranked it highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And my Sleep IQ score was a 95. And I feel great. Now is the best time to come to a Sleep Number store during their semi-annual sale, where a queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. You only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, it was a great, great get-together. Good to see all you guys on Friday night.
It was fun.
I will tell you that I might have rearranged things. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I haven't seen my daughters in a while. It was a festive party. Elizabeth was the DD for the Catherine contingent. Carla was kind of my DD, and therefore I may have been just a tad... A little blurry when I woke up on Saturday morning. It was
you're the happiest I've seen you in years.
You were so, Mike, and I mean this as high praise.
Years.
I mean this as high praise. When you left, you were so Irish.
Yeah, you were hugging people.
Hugging and dancing. And I looked to Elizabeth at one point.
A total aberration, wasn't it, Oscar?
I was absolutely. Like, wow, Flora's really done a number on Mike.
I said, Elizabeth, your father's been leaving for 25 minutes.
Yeah, it took a long time to get out of there. And our host, Jimmy, who was incredibly generous.
The best.
The bartenders and waitresses. That's the instructions we get when we're at Jimmy's. What a generous guy to do that for us. Really, really appreciated. And, you know, my daughters were so kind, and I love them both. And it was good to see you guys. But I'll tell you something. The 5:30 wake-up call for Saturday.
That had to have come awfully early.
I thought the 5:30 was just a joke. Like, legitimately. Yeah. When you left, I was like, I guess he's got to wake up early. The
no
graduation was at 9, right?
Yeah, no need for it, as it turned out. This is the whole thing. This is probably every university, but I'm going to lay it on Northern Virginia again. Because everybody that goes to this school is from Northern Virginia. Everybody. They're exceptions.
Right.
There's like... There are two students, one from Shanghai, China, and the other person from, like, Ohio. Otherwise, they are all from Northern Virginia, okay? They really are. And so
they
so
should build a bullet train. But they can build a bullet train, like, from the campus right up to Northern Virginia.
Do you want to create an S-storm? Say it opens at 7 and it's first come, first serve. And then you'll get the
panic
people that get the front row They get the front row and they stand.
Right.
Because they don't care about anyone else except themselves. That's the way. The whole thing was, we could have easily, based on where we were and what we could see, we could have gotten there at 9:15.
Oh,
we could have probably gotten there at 9:30.
Because
there were a ton of people, 1,000 graduates, right? So there are that many families and parents going away.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, there were... interesting people abounded. The most interesting, two rows in front of us, the second row, we were about 5 rows back, all the way to the left, almost behind the soundstage. But, you know, it didn't matter, because when you're in back of the graduates anyway, you can't see anything.
Right.
There's
some
a little
robes.
TV monitor they have up there. There was an Elvis impersonator in front of us.
Hey!
Yeah, you know what says Ivy League? Ivy League says, and Elvis and his Zoftic wife, like 60-year-old wife with her leopard print.
So, just to be clear, he wasn't in a jumpsuit, was he?
He was wearing a red jacket, a red tuxedo jacket.
Of course.
With black lapels. He was wearing those unbelievably cheap knockoff Elvis glasses.
The plastic gold aviators.
The plastic gold aviators that Elvis wore. And he had a black... like carpet on his head. Obviously, that's not his real hair.
But he was casual and Elvis. He wasn't
he was
like
casual
a, he
Elvis
wasn't
with
in a
tie.
Jumpsuit. Oh, Elvis in a tie.
He was in a tie. He had the tie.
And of course, his wife.
And then his wife, who was there,
who probably looked a little bit more like Mama than Scylla. I'm guessing.
And then the ceremony starts, and they have the nice processional. Da, 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 da,
pomp and circumstance.
That's a pomp and circumstance piped in. And, I can't see my daughter. She's part of 1,000 people. I don't know where the hell she is.
Right.
And they're moving them in there. And as they're moving in, they finally get seated. I mean, when you knew it was going to be a long ceremony, when just the processional is taking hours.
At one point, did you say, well, that's it. Thank you. We're done. Good night.
No, we're there, and it's about 50 degrees, and it wasn't raining, so we were lucky with that. It was a little chillier than we anticipated, but we prepared for it, and they finally get them seated. They actually took a good long time to get them all in there, but then when the ceremony started to move, like before they... announced the graduates, they actually chugged through it pretty good.
Good.
The welcome address from the president, nice and brief. The commencement address from this academic history author was very, you know, it wasn't stimulating, but it was rapid.
Sounds
and
that, thrilling.
And zang. It was spectacular. And then they moved on. Now, here's the thing, though. Once the commencement address begins, that's the part that I actually will I'm interested in listening to.
Sure.
But when you have 1,000 graduates, why don't we anticipate 10 to 15,000 people, right, that are there?
That's easy, yeah.
And in this world that we live in now, I can't imagine 20 years ago if I'd been at a function like this and just babbled along as the commencement address is going on, that I wouldn't have been cuffed on the back of my head by my mom. People suck.
Yeah.
People are so into their own trip. I think this is why all this crap is happening on airlines now, because people just, and the worst was, I don't know what the language was, but it was somewhere maybe in the South Pacific. That's all
okay.
I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyclone this guy, season. This Asian gentleman with his wife was at full throated volume right next to us during the entire commencement address. And I, and Elizabeth's like elbowing me and going, Dad, don't. I said, Elizabeth, this is ridiculous. And he's going, meanwhile, you've got the commencement address going up there. You know, we've got a lot of graduates.
Is there a chance that it was being translated for the family member?
No, he was like on the phone, and he was like talking. Okay. He was screaming at his wife, and
certainly gave him the benefit of the doubt, though.
So yeah. Elizabeth, it's just like, you know, you're going to find that the history, we make our history every day. And when you wake up in the morning, these are scary times.
His wife was lost and was late to the graduation.
His wife was next to him. He was standing next to some lady. And they just were out of it. They were out of it. And they were speaking loudly. And then I look over Elizabeth. I said, I'm just trying to, I'm at least trying to listen to the commencement address. And I said, and I look at Elizabeth. This is the dirtiest look she gave me all day. It's really hard for me to listen to the commencement when I'm hearing, Badu Peter. And Elizabeth goes, Dad, don't do that. And I'm like, and this guy is screaming. And then there was poor somebody Elizabeth. In back of us that was babbling away in their own trip. Where's the decorum?
None.
This is a university commencement. You shut up and you listen, please. Now, when the names get called, Katie, bar the door.
Sure.
Your kid gets announced. I'm in there. I said to Carla, as soon as she gets her diploma, I wave at her. We go into the university center and we wait for the whole, you know, shindig to end. But
did that seem to be a pretty common move where people dispersing as the names were called?
There are graduates. You're talking about 1,000 graduates. People are everywhere. People are going to the can. People are, the bathroom. The bathroom of this institution of higher learning. I'd like to thank the individual that used the urinal sometime before me that decided to plant a lunger right on the side of the urinal. That tells you, excuse me, are we at a major university or are we at some biker bar in Texas? For
it's
Christ's
allergy
sake. What's
season.
Going on here? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Give that man a Claritin.
Yeah, and then so it was fine. It was a big bowl of okay, but the plan was that we were going to have my daughter the night before, and then we're going to leave her to my ex-wife's family post graduation, so that we would be
they get
there.
Post,
I would
get pre.
I would get the pictures taken, and then bam, we
you
are
looked
out
great
there,
in
so.
The picture. By the way, I'm curious how much of that was put on because you were dealing with the 5:30 rally time. Did you really come around? Because you looked great in the picture.
Carla and happy I managed. And yeah. Carla and I managed, outside of the ridiculous drive up the Super Slab 95, we managed the daytime sleep beautifully.
Oh, good.
We actually, we were able to get back to the hotel. It took us till, we went from 1 to 3 p.m. to get from Fredericksburg to our hotel.
Man.
In Arlington. What is that, 23 miles, 24
if
miles?
That,
maybe something like that?
Yeah.
And that's how long it took. Because I just have this question. All right, I understand, especially in the morning, that people may be, there's a workforce that's working at 7 o'clock in the morning. Where are people going at 1 o'clock? What are they doing?
Tyson's
Corner. What are they doing? What are they up to? What is the... Why absolute total gridlock?
66 is not the road that it was meant to be.
I was on 95.
95. Oh, I don't know what they're doing.
You have to account for the traffic going north. You know, you've got the people that are coming through there, but it was
big city.
It was like that. But the graduation itself was wonderful. I got emotional seeing my daughter with her honors cord getting
that's
this.
Cool.
You know, and really because it seems like just the other day I was cutting the umbilical cord. No, so it was nice, and I'm all for education. But you look around.
Bold
and,
statement, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. I'm going out on a limb here. You look around that that auditorium or that outside quad where everybody is, and you're like, wow. Well, I'm glad somebody's breaking the family, the family chain here, because there were some interesting folk. There were some.
I love, you know what? In my head, I'm imagining a conversation on the quad where a hefty lady turns to her lovely husband in his red jacket, and he says, "I'm just sad she's not getting into show business, just like me. But if she wanted to get a degree in biology, I suppose that would work too."
Right. And I guess Gwen, Catherine's roommate, she sang the school alma mater song.
Oh, that's cool.
I didn't know she was a singer.
So that was nice. And, she was apparently not feeling well.
Very sweet girl, Mike.
We may have had
all the friends were nice. Enjoyed them all.
They were nice kids. They were really, and it was great to see Adrian, and it was great to see Zoolander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some friends, listeners, a couple listeners that popped by, too.
That was cool as well.
Those are P1s when they're finding out that we're out there. And then Jimmy. It was really, the whole thing was fabulous.
Isn't it great when we get together like that and Mac just runs his mouth?
Being the first to arrive. Would have loved to arrange the order of arrival if we could have put Rob, who was last, with Mac, who was first.
I want Mac. I want to destroy Mac just like anybody else, but man got me home in one piece.
Yeah.
All he demanded was a black Uber ride home.
I was told the party broke up at about 1:30. That's what I was told.
Oh, I felt like we got home earlier than that.
I got home at about 12:30.
Yeah, I left shortly after you because Zoolander and I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember. No, Mac, did we get food on the way home?
No.
I ate your food that you bought for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what happened.
What, did he have food in his car?
No, he drove my car, but he had some snacks with him, and I ate those snacks.
Well, it was wonderful seeing everybody, and gave her a wonderful send-off. And, it would have been a perfect weekend if I just stayed in my hotel room once we got back and maybe not had a four-hour power nap and then woken up at about 8 o'clock at night and said, they got a casino here. Why can't I just do that? And thanks for that recommendation on the Elvis machine, Rob. Really, really panned out for me.
Well, some people got the skills, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. What a great casino. But thanks for making some time in your schedule for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Meara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MearaShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live.
You heard from him lately that he's like doing the full denial thing, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, he's actually been on a few different sources talking about, I'll tell you the truth, what really happened.
Yeah, he didn't have his pants on. That's the rumor, the last I heard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want to. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. This is the new economy, people.
Yes.
Oh, people are taking advantage of Lyft. It's a great way to make extra money. Lyft offers in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have to be paid. They've been paid over $150 million in tips since the feature was introduced. It really makes for better drivers. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork
out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week, plus tips. If you want to make more money, drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers.
True.
Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. This is really great. I tell you, if you're in the cities where Lyft is growing each and every day, take advantage of it.
You know, they've rolled out 100 cities this year alone.
Amazing. They're growing, and really, I've never had a bad Lyft experience. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today so you can get $500 new driver bonuses. That's what they're giving you. It's a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. They need drivers.
Do it.
Start doing it. Lyft is looking for drivers.
Who doesn't want side cash?
Yeah, need
this
a little.
This is a help wanted ad. Do they mention us when they apply or not? I didn't see that. They just want to get drivers.
No, they go
right?
to the link.
You click on the website.
Yeah, and then boom, bam, you're there.
Boom, bam, take care of it. So, we woke up after the quite a recovery on Saturday. I made it through, and my daughter made it through, and a lot of pale kids at the college graduation. There were a lot of kids that were doing what we did.
I remember being pale and seeing a lot of paleness at my graduation. It happens. Yeah, I think it's tradition.
It was a little rough.
On Friday when we left, I said, tomorrow, text me if you're up for going to the bad place. I think Tomo and I will come along, right? Tomo writes me at 5 p.m. and says, did Mike text you? I said, no, maybe they're just having a nice quiet night. And he said, are you sure they're having a quiet night? Because Tomo wanted to go out.
Sure.
Right? And I said, I'm not going to invade on man's privacy. He raged last night. I know Mike. I was like, if he's doing something, he'd let us know. And you ended up going out.
We ended up going. Yeah, we were gonna go. We were gonna go either to the Chinese restaurant that we like so bad,
yes.
or we were gonna go gamble. And our tummies were not ready for. Carla had a hankering after the graduation ceremony for
Vietnamese
pho. And so we went to the pho place and had pho, and that was all she wrote.
What was
just back home?
What was your overall impression of MGM on National Harbor?
Yes.
Oh man, that is so hard. I'm trying to think. What is my impression of MGM? Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can. You need to play this. I played this a long time ago. It was great. The Temptations were playing.
Great band.
I think it was, you know what? We didn't win, which is par for the course, but we had a good time.
You've been to multiple establishments. You know what a quality casino is all about.
You know the score.
Did they really bring the
MGM
flavor?
It's the worst casino I've ever been in. It is unquestionably the worst casino. It is. They are absolutely wall to wall with slot machines that are from previous hotels. Those are their slot machines.
How could you tell?
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I know.
That.
I play a lot of slot machines. I know. They didn't have new technology in there. They might have. It was a drag.
It was like a used crowded. Car lot for slot machines.
Yeah.
It was overcrowded. It's typical DC driving when you're trying to get in and out of there. It is as convoluted.
I will say maybe the
jungled
worst
as they. It's terrible.
Free parking, but maybe the worst parking lot I've ever seen.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
On every level, there is a gauntlet of security, like metal detectors and security when you walk. I've never seen that at a hotel, at a casino in my life. It was absolutely. And believe me, you know me, right? I wanted to get out as soon as I got in. It was my degenerate gambling that kept me in there. But man, under any other circumstances, I just couldn't. I hated it. I will never set foot in there. It is so. Was any of it possibly? It stunk. To be honest with you, it looked like how old is the place?
Open at Christmas.
Yeah, like 6 months.
It looks like it's been there for 50 years. It looks like Trump Marina. Remember Trump Marina? Remember that one in down in Atlantic City? Remember the one that the Trump one that really sucked?
Yes.
It's
yes.
like Trump. It already looks like Trump Marina. It was horrible.
Is any of it that you were a little overtired and you'd had a night before? Do you think that sort of
That's a good point. Nope. No. No,
did you eat there at all?
Hey, we've lost at the Venetian. Is the Venetian not beautiful?
Oh, when you lose at the Venetian, you still like, well,
you still feel
Venetian.
Like a winner.
No, yeah. You're at the Venetian, right? You're at the Venetian. You know, we go to basic card tables and an aluminum roof down here, and that's nicer than this MGM Grand. And they just, you know, they're making it hand over fist.
Oh,
I'll tell you
man.
That.
Oh, yeah,
they're pulling are. The money in. They're bringing in the headliners. But no, it was a suck fest of the largest proportion I have ever experienced in a casino. It was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Except Rob Spiewak, the recommendation. That to me was the most interesting, fun machine in the house. Was
pretty
the
great machine, but it did not
pretty
treat
great
you
machine,
well.
But it didn't treat me well. But no, that was it. And I you know, I'm a bit of a degenerate. I roll around saying, "Where's that one we like? Where's that one?" They didn't have anything.
Yeah.
They had. I know what they had, and I know they had just hundreds of the machines that suck.
Yes,
that don't pay.
Yeah.
So it was just and you know,
a tight casino. You would say
it was
the slots are tight.
Yeah. Yeah, the slots are very, very tight.
Very tight.
It just looked, and it was just ridiculously overcrowded. Like, ridiculously.
Almost comically.
Please, I really hope they can get some competition down there, because that's the way all these places go. They're only going to get better if they, you know, put somebody in with some competition. That's
well, they're the only game in town.
Yeah.
I mean, that and the Ferris wheel.
You guys did not in any way misrepresent it. You were spot on, because you're both nicer about stuff than I am. and because I didn't go in thinking, oh, this is going to be fantastic, because neither one of you said that, remember?
No.
Right.
Neither one of you said, oh, this is going to be really, really special. It's just kind of meh, is it
it's
not?
It's very, and I think the idea of used slot machines doesn't bother me as much, but the fact that I know when you walk in that casino, you're like, this is MGM. That's not real stone. There's a lot of plaster and plastic.
Very institutional.
Yeah, like a faux marble pillar. When you touch it, you're like, this is plastic.
Yeah, it echoes.
Like, you know what I mean?
When you touch a marble pillar, it shouldn't echo from the inside.
It just seemed like it was,
you know what? Contractor grade construction.
Yep.
Right.
Like, not what you expect at in Vegas when you walk in. Like, I've never seen
Caesar's
Palace.
Thank you for the $25 valet parking.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
Ooh.
Thanks for that, to make a little extra money with all that. No, I just, you know, well, they had that when you, you know.
Yeah, but if you do it with the free parking, you know, you might have
free
actually.
Free parking is 2 hours of your life. You'll
you might.
Never
you,
get
I think you but actually the made a better parking, deal on the 25.
But when they say, you know, 43 spaces left. And
oh,
you know,
there's
it's
nothing.
Kind of a,
it's all, the it, sensors are banged up.
Yeah, all the green lights pointing to where there's cars. The green light should point to where there are no cars.
Yes.
It was a lie. A
it
ship
was
of lies.
Terrible.
A
it
ship
was,
of lies, was, Mike.
It was a
it
ship
was
of
a
lies.
Ship. Well, they're all casinos are a ship of lies, but this particular casino was extraordinarily depressing. And we were tired, and we were hungover, and we'd been at a 1,000-person graduation that day. And look, the self-destructive behavior started Friday night, continued eating bad food. We ended up leaving the casino.
How long did you time spent at the casino total?
Oh. Two and a half hours, maybe.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
That's how disgusted you were with the place.
Maybe less. Maybe less than that. For
he
me.
Said, you said, if know, I see another double diamond machine, I'm leaving.
It sucked. It was, no, it was just depressing.
Mamacita,
just,
get was, the bag.
Mamacita, let's go. It was self-destructive behavior. This is how. Consider that our son, Michael, is, say, a parent.
Okay.
And we were away from our parent. That's the way it was like. We were like two kids that were going to do everything bad that we could do.
Reverse supervision was gone.
It's reverse supervision. And we did it. We drank too much. We gambled. And then we ate badly, because after we left the casino,
yes.
we woke up. We'd taken like a power nap in the afternoon after the graduation. And we headed out of the casino in our depression. And we said, life sucks. Let's go eat something bad. And my upcoming surgery, everything thrown out the window. It doesn't matter. Let's eat bad. And I'm like, what's that place? What's that place that's in Arlington? What's that say? sandwich place, and Carly goes, "It's Mario's." Oh,
oh yeah,
Mario's.
Oh, yeah. Mario's has been around forever.
Yeah, Mario's the beacon of sole proprietorship in this concrete jungle, and Mario's where they make incredible sandwiches for people.
Cheeseburger
and we got
sub,
Mario's,
man.
And I ordered the large Mario's special, which I believe has an entire cow on it. I think it has a... Carla got the steak and cheese, the half steak and cheese, and we said, and this is how bad we were, and we said, like, and let's get two slices of pizza for the car ride.
Sure.
To the hotel. And yeah. So we got that. It was...
Is it as clean as it always has been? Because I remember it
as a
being
whistle,
spotless.
Rob. Yeah. As a whistle.
I've never heard a rumor about Mario. Now, that goes literally goes back to when my dad was in high school, this place.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never, ever heard a rumor of watching cockroaches climb up the wall and then slide down because of the grease. I've never heard that.
Oh, my God. We got on the plane yesterday. I said, that was just the most self-destructive weekend outside of my beautiful daughter, who was the shining beacon of a wonderful weekend.
A marvelous balance, I would say.
It was a great balance, but it was great seeing you guys. I don't drink like that anymore. I don't eat like that anymore. And I don't gamble like that anymore. But we went away, and it was like
except
a weekend
you
from
do.
Hell. Yeah, it's like we should. You know what? We should have been. No, I'm talking about the one weekend dip.
Mike,
that's what I'm talking
about.
I'm
kidding you.
Okay,
this is a joke.
Mr. Free up a half hour for me this weekend.
You
thank
relaxed.
You. Anyway. Yeah, so we got off the plane and we walked up and we should have had Satan greet us at the gate. We should have had Satan say, "Welcome to D.C. We know what you'll be doing this weekend. We're going to have an angelic day of watching your daughter graduate, but then the rest of the weekend will be spent with incredibly self-destructive behavior. Gamble, eat too much, and drink too much. It's right over here. Here's your hotel. You'll just be stopping in briefly there." And other than that, it was a fantastic weekend. It was. I was so glad to get on that plane. It was great to get back because, if I did that, by the way, when I lived in D.C., that was every weekend. For
right.
Me.
Uh-huh.
And, now
you're living a healthier life now, Mike.
It's just a different rhythm. And, you're away from a lot of those
temptations,
you're away from
Mike.
The distractions. There's booze and food and gambling down here, too. It just was we were away
you
from
have
our
more,
little guy.
But you have more options down there as well.
Well, we have responsibilities with our little guy.
Yeah.
That's what keeps you straight. And I got this is just a throwaway. I hate saying this because there's nothing funny about it.
Okay.
It was just a wonderful moment. We get picked up, the babysitter that's watching Michael all weekend, our beloved Carmen, who is just as sweet and a member of the family as anybody can be. She is so kind. She calls my son her second grandchild, and
oh,
she
sweet.
Is that special to him, too. And so she picks us up at the airport, and she goes like, she gives us this look when she pulls the car up and points to the back. And that and we know, we communicate with her, that's he's asleep look that she wanted
aww.
Him to be. And I go around and I open the door and he is in his Batman suit that he wanted to greet us at the airport, but he has fallen sound asleep. And so I go back and I put the luggage in the back and I'm kind of blocking Carla out of the way because I started thinking about this kid half an hour after I left. And I've never loved any creature more in my life, and I want to see him. And so I lean over him, my face is like an inch from his, and he's got the drool
of course
coming out from where he was sound asleep, and his eyes open, and he grabs my face and he squeezes it and he won't let it go and he starts kissing me and he starts kissing me and it was just, you know, it's like I said to myself, it's like, why did you do that kind of behavior over the weekend? Look at what really matters, you stupid bastard. Look at this loving creature that you're basically gambling away his college fund. You're eating to the point of a heart attack, and you're destroying your liver. What is wrong with you? What is wrong? Look at this creature. But then he pitched a fit by the time we got home.
Is there any chance that the grabbing of the face and the kissing, was he checking for breath?
How we showered for that flight. Carl and I are really kind of anal that way.
Sure.
Because we were just both so, get on the plane. And it was fine. Everything was
fine.
Just fine.
Fine.
It was so good to be back. It was so good to be back with my little guy. And it was so great for you guys to come out on Friday night. I bust Rob's balls, but it was so great to see both you, Rob, and both Oscar, and then some of our interns popping in. It meant the world to me to be sharing that with you guys. That was very important to us. And
it was fun,
it was great.
Man. It was so great just to have a few minutes together. Yeah,
I feel to dial that gear back a little bit because I was. You're right. I was happy, happy, joy, joy.
It was great to see you that happy. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem when you drink because you're happy. Yeah. And then there's me.
Not always. Well, you get jolly. You get jolly.
I had a jolly evening. A jolly good old evening. Yes.
Well,
but when I stay at home,
Stella. You did the Stella, which gets you off the aircraft carrier rather.
Zoom, baby, zoom.
Yeah,
but
you're
then
fine. Two beers can get you going with
Stella.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's it. Very chatty.
Why weren't you there?
I ended up just not feeling very good that night.
Pony wasn't there?
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Weird.
But anyway, I swear to God, I didn't even bring it up. No, it's fine. Pony, I really don't expect you to be there. I really don't. I don't expect you to be there.
I appreciate that. I think. I don't know.
What a weird energy. I'm sure he was busy following up from all the fun from the bonus show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, why weren't you there, Pony, now that we're...
Well, are you talking to a young lady we might all know?
No, not really.
No, you didn't. You didn't reach out to her either.
At all.
No, I wasn't feeling great on Friday. Yeah, we can leave it at that.
Oh, what about Saturday?
Saturday, I was feeling a little bit better.
Yeah, what about Sunday?
No, Sunday. I mean, what are you gonna do on Sunday?
Go to church.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
You turn the music off. This is way too up-tempo music for this discussion. I'm sorry. I didn't know what's. Is everything okay? Or
yeah, I'm fine.
What happened?
Were you fluish?
Not fluish, just didn't feel good. I was tired.
How's your sugar glider?
I get up at 4:30 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
So by 9 o'clock, I was like, F it. I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah.
What about that cougar that wanted to meet you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this tomorrow.
Please.
I can't do this tomorrow. We'll deal with this tomorrow. Christ, I didn't even notice you were there. That's horrible. Swear to God, that's on me. I apologize for that, Pony, but I really didn't even notice.
Well, you had a good time, didn't you? That should have been
a
clue.
Time. Yes. Yeah. Thanks to all my friends that showed up. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Meara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Hey, musicians, how would you like a big break, a great gig in a legendary venue? We are going to help you out, so listen up. November 4th, 2017 at The House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live and NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music. We want to have a live band there. We're looking forward to it. You could be on stage with us. It's band at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That address again is band at MikeO'MaraShow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. It's your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to be on stage with you.
News.
Yes. Let me do that again.
News.
Thank you.
News.
Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. I was just thinking about Pony dying under a stack of newspapers in his one-bedroom apartment. He's in here somewhere.
He has every issue of Newsweek, Mike. Every issue.
Move that server.
Sugar glider here, and then Pony there, and 14 ashtrays filled with cigarettes. I'm just kidding, Pony. Just kidding.
I just wasn't feeling well.
It's time for a wellness check.
Why are you picking on him? I thought you're his buddy. Then.
I am. What's going on? I'm celebrating his laughter. Yeah. But when you stick one's, when one sticks one's neck out to get a gentleman some female companionship, and then you get kicked in the neck, that hurts.
Yes,
you were doing me a favor. Yeah.
Well, some people enjoy sex.
We were hoping you wanted to knock those boots, but you didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just got a preview of tomorrow's show. Okay, let's get right to the news.
Please, let's move on.
May not need. The Social Security Administration released its annual list of the top baby names. There's such a cute little baby next to us on the plane. Beautiful, perfect Gerber baby on the plane next to us. The fastest growing name for a boy is Kylo. as in Kylo Ren, the villain in the new Star Wars.
Nice.
Fastest growing. It jumped, they do keep track of this, it jumped almost 2,400 spots from 3269 to 901.
That's a huge jump.
Not in the top 10.
But it's a huge jump.
The second biggest jumper was Creed. That apparently based on the Rocky movie.
And my favorite band.
For girls, Kehlani was the biggest mover, which is, you know, Kehlani. MGM Grand Stinky Winky Tinky. Anyway, that was the biggest mover from 3,359 to 872. That's almost 2,500 spaces. And it might have something to do with the singer, Kehlani Parrish. She apparently is very bad. Oh, we got a little Creed for you. Right?
Oh, yeah, love this band. Greatest band in the
Rock,
world.
Kurt McEwen. Afternoon, I'll be opening for Metallica. Come by and see me.
Some smash hits.
On the flip side, the name that dropped the most was Caitlin.
Oh.
Actually, the four names that dropped the most were four different variations of Caitlin. What a shame. Not necessarily because we're a bunch of bigots and homophobes. It's just because it's controversial.
Sure.
I guess that's they're telling us that. Mm. For boys, Noah took the top spot, followed by Liam, William, Mason, James, Benjamin, Jacob, Michael, Elijah, and Ethan. A lot of biblical names in there.
Hey, and girls, one great DJ name, Mason.
Mason Dixon.
Hey, man, I'm a baby.
Here in Tampa, we do things right. I got a Dick Tracy outfit on. For girls, it's Emma, followed by Olivia, Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Mia, Charlotte, Abigail, Emily, and Harper. Love all those names.
Good
names.
All those
girls' names. Yeah. I enjoy that.
Iron Prince.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, should fall on its sword because it was expected to bomb, and it did, big time. It opened to just $14.7 million. Is that Charlie Hunnam?
Yes.
Isn't that Charlie Hunnam?
Feel bad
that's
for him.
That's really weird.
Yeah, that's going to hurt him, unfortunately. I like the guy, too. He's a good actor. And I interviewed him, and I hope he bounces back. He's the guy that blew off 50 Shades of Grey, which maybe...
That's right.
Maybe wasn't the best.
No, he probably should have blown off this movie.
This is the one he should have blown off. Let me see. It opened to just 14.7 this weekend. And
cost $175 to make.
Oof. It only made $29.1 million overseas for a grand total of $43.8 with $175
invested. Oh, boy. Do you think that it got sort of the nod and it got pushed through because of its similarity to Game of Thrones?
Maybe.
Because it doesn't seem like King Arthur doesn't seem like a thing anymore.
No, I'm not.
Every time I think of any film along that genre now, I think of Martin Lawrence and one of the Black Knight.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah. That's all I think about.
I mean, I don't know where the demo is that's tracking with King Arthur, but it's not there,
it's
obviously.
It's not Game of Thrones, and it's not Dungeons & Dragons.
No.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 had no trouble holding on to number one, $63 million. Snatched, starring Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn, was a distant second with $17.5 million. I think Amy Schumer's a fine comedian. I'm not sure about her as a leading lady. I'm not really sure about
that. Yeah, what was her last movie? The...
With John Cena.
Yeah, that was another one that sort of fell apart.
Supposed to be the hot girl.
I just don't think she does it. There are a lot of stand-ups that try that, but I could see Amy Schumer carrying a really like amazing sitcom if she did that.
Solid cable movies.
Yeah.
Yes, cable movies.
I'll watch them.
ABC is close to landing Katy Perry to be the main judge on American Idol. TMZ says they'll make it official tomorrow when they announce their schedule for next season at their upfront presentation. She'll probably be the only judge they announce because the producers haven't even decided who they want for the other two. The show is on a tight budget this time around, so after making a big splash with Katie, the other two spots will probably go to cheaper options like a songwriter and a music producer. And remember, Ryan Seacrest is still in the running to be the host, and he'll probably command a chunk of change too.
Sure.
But that's no slouch with Katy Perry, so that's a good foundation. A new study looked at destinations all over the world and figured out how far in advance to buy your tickets to get the best price. Here are the eight places you might want to go, when to book, and this is how it goes. Anywhere in the U.S., about 54 days in advance. That's about 2 months in advance. That's the average. Canada, 59 days in advance. Same thing. Mexico and Central America, a full... This is shades of 2 months. All this seems to be 2 months out. You do it. The Caribbean, a little longer, 76 days. Europe, 99 days. Ooh. So you want to book Europe farther out. South America, Oscar Santana... 81 days. You got to plan your
That's why
South
my dad's
America
such a dick about this.
Asia and the South.
I'm like, Dad, we're getting married in September. Oscar, tell me within 2 weeks. Tell me within 2 weeks the date, please.
Yeah, because they, I guess they bone you when you do it
too
close to the flight.
He knows. And I'm just like, Dad, you're so uptight. No, he knows.
He knows. See, this is validation for him. Sure. I have to tell you that. Asia and the South Pacific region, 90 days. So 3 months for that.
90 days, Jerry.
Yeah, I'll buy it. Turn it, we'll be in touch. The Middle East and Africa, 119 days if you want to go to the Middle East. So about 4 months ahead of time. And that's on those big expensive carriers like Emirates and all that stuff.
Yeah, but then you can get, hopefully you can upgrade to that one airline that puts you in a bed and it looks like you're in some sort of pod.
That's Emirates.
Yeah,
Emirates.
Right?
Emirates.
Oh,
yeah, that's
man.
One that looks like a huge baby carriage.
Yeah. Beautiful, guys.
I had a dream about Billy Bush last night.
Sexual? Did you?
No, it was not sexual.
Was it you and him at Mario's?
Were you on a tour bus?
It was disturbing. It was very disturbing.
Oh, boy.
A new study looked at the adjectives that people use online for dating and the ones that get the best results. The best one for a woman that she can use in her profile is sexy. Men also like women who describe themselves as honest, confident, affectionate, and intelligent. There's some overlap there with what women are looking for as well, although women don't care if you think you're sexy or not. The top five adjectives that have best results for men are honest, intelligent, confident, funny, and romantic. The study also found the worst words to use.
Yes.
This is why I picked the story. For women, the worst way to describe yourself is happy. That's a little depressing.
That makes me think of the lady in the Chewbacca mask.
Yeah. And here's the best part. And for men, the worst way to describe yourself is curvy.
Ew!
What dude would call himself curvy? What the F is with that?
No matter how much it fits me, I'll never say it.
I'm curvy. I am curvy. That doesn't make sense. Curvy with scurvy. And now a little something something. There's a woman in Bangor, Maine,
ooh,
who runs a topless maid service, and she was just arrested for stealing underwear. She was busted last week for shoplifting and also violating the terms of her probation, and the cops quickly picked up the irony of what she did. The department wrote on its Facebook page, first of all, I didn't know police departments had a Facebook page.
Yeah.
That the woman had, quote, stolen garments that would fully cover, support, and contain much of what her business promised to her customers. Well, I know a bit about Maine, and only the summer folks use maids. There you are. B, it's too cold to go topless. And C, when it warms up, you probably won't really love what you see anyway. There you are. All right. So keep those puppies under cover. That's what I got to say to the lady. Topless maid service in Bangor. Jesus Christ, I can't even believe such a thing would exist. I've been to Bangor Mall. All right. I've seen the babes up there. Topless maid service. God, cover them up with a Becca. And then Beccas, they get over in the Middle East.
Becca!
We'll take a break. We got those sounds. You got your little sounds from your gas?
Tiny, tiny little ones. They're good, though.
All right.
Tasty.
Oh, Jesus. I'm looking forward to that. Pony, next time, show up the goddamn patty, all right? Maybe you'll find some love, for Christ's sake.
Love.
We'll take a break. Come back more on the Mike O'Mara Show. By golly, it's fun.
Are you sick and tired of the same old dating scene? Dan O'Brien here to tell you we have the innovative app to help you find your true love. We call it TMOS Harmony, and we'll guarantee you'll find love with it. Pony matched with his sugar glider, Mac matched with himself, I matched with my tight shirt, and you can match with the TMOS bonus package. Who wants to swipe or click their way into love when all you have to do is listen to the TMOS bonus show? The TMOS bonus package. If it can help us pathetic interns find love, you'll be certain to find something you just can't ignore.
This will be www.mikeomarashow.com. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is more than a shopping website. It's become the way we do things. Everyone buys everything on Amazon. It's true, so remember this. If you buy something, say something. Tell a friend, remind your family, post it on social media, carve it on a tree, spread the word. This is the important info. Listen up. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell a friend. ShoppingAmazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to our show. Amazon is still the easiest and yet the most important way to support this broadcast. And remember, it costs you nothing. Yes, I'm sorry.
You see something, what? You say something. How about this from Craig McDougal? Do you know what he bought? on Amazon.
Craig McDougal.
Oh, he bought, that's great with Craig McDougal.
He bought 30 pounds of cat litter so he didn't have to carry it, which I think is smart. Weird. He also he bought
30 pounds of cat. What, is he a cat person?
He might actually be using it for himself.
Okay.
Yeah, chicken and pork pozole, which I don't know what it is. And he also bought 10 pounds of haggis.
What? Jesus, 10 pounds of haggis and 30 you know pounds of cat litter. What the hell? I'm not sure I want to, you know, I'm not sure I want to go into that bathroom.
If you need, if you eat 10 pounds of haggis,
yeah,
you're going to
really?
Need 30 pounds of cat litter.
You'll be in your own litter box.
Mike, it's a living art project.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, ooh. Right? Oh, my God.
Thank
anyway,
you, Craig.
Yeah, so remember, it's the easiest important way to support the show. When you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Spread the word. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, May 15th.
3 days before Zerger.
Now, it's funny we would just mention haggis because this was trending on Facebook over the weekend. A Scottish guy broke his ankle, and they were getting ready to perform the surgery. Are you familiar with the drug ketamine? I think it's ketamine.
Oh yeah,
and it works in
Special
conjunction.
K.
It works in conjunction with anesthesia, but it's really great for pain relief and for putting you in sort of a fog. It's
I'm sure
amazing
it to me. I've had all that crap.
Don't
they
fall in a keyhole, Mike.
You will love the way this Scottish guy reacts to his ketamine.
So think of somewhere nice, generally.
Wittenberg Bay, South Africa.
Fantastic.
Where my friends are.
Brilliant. Think of happy times. Start to fear your eyes. Going slightly odd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Woo!
Okay, Neil.
Woo!
Well done, Ashley.
Woo!
That's us.
I'm a man! This is good. Yeah!
Maybe not the reaction they were expecting from him.
Excellent.
He's going to be fine.
That's fantastic.
This is good.
Excellent.
Now, I know that it's not been a great week for DC sports with the Caps being eliminated and the Wizards have to win tonight to advance, right?
Might be great. They actually, that killer three, Mike, we were all there. Remember when Jimmy said the game was over?
I mean, I'm going to turn it off.
He is such. That is so Jimmy. Isn't
it is. Truly
oh,
is.
By the way, I really, it looks to me like the opening of the Metallica show in Baltimore the other night.
Yeah.
It looks like Metallica does like an amazing stage show with their opening with kind of 3D effects because Jimmy posted a video of when he was at the Metallica show, which kind of showed that, but you had to decipher it through Jimmy's camera work.
What a fun night. Yes. So game seven is tomorrow. It's tonight.
And it's a must win.
Wizards, Celtics, and you know,
in Boston, Mike. In Boston.
In Boston, a lot of people are saying, "Hey, with your New England connection, come on." No, Wizards all the way.
Yeah,
you've always been a lifer, Mike. We appreciate that.
Zang.
But a big night for DC last night as the District of Columbia won Miss USA, and she is a knockout. Her name is Kara McCullough, and they beat Minnesota and New Jersey.
The second runner-up for Miss USA 2017 is Minnesota.
Two women remain, District of Columbia and New Jersey.
Stop
Miss
it for a
USA.
Second.
Yes?
Who's the host? Who's the male host?
I did not recognize him, and you could tell me his
district,
name.
District of Columbia, New Jersey.
It was Brian Wilson broadcast. From the Beach Boys.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, go. Let's hear the big reveal.
2017 is District of Columbia!
That's a rarity.
It is.
That's fantastic. That's
big win
news.
For the city, and she's gorgeous. The thing is, I didn't even want to watch it, but Carrie clicked on it like 20 minutes until 10, and she said, oh, well, now we got to stay till the end.
Miss Marilyn
I had
is
to sit
strong
through,
as well.
Had to sit Whoa. Through a Pitbull performance, Mike.
Could you text me Miss District of Columbia?
I'll send it right over.
So
Mike.
I can,
right over.
See that
Mike, would you feel okay busting out your Powers Booth impression one more time?
Sure, I can do that.
Because Powers Booth, we lost him
away.
Yesterday.
He's young, right?
68, and they said relatively. Natural causes. Here he is, one of his best roles from Red Dawn.
They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City. They open up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
PB? There he is.
Pony boy. Pony boy, Matt Bloom.
Oh, my goodness.
Oz Booth here. Cold day in hell. Why didn't you go to the party, boy? Why didn't you go to the party? We had a great time. You were sitting in your apartment with your little rodents. For the love of God. This is Powers Booth. I'm going to be your new guardian angel. This is a new lease on life for you. Powers Booth, sitting on your right shoulder, boy. That's right. Get out and enjoy yourself. Life's too short. Hi, Oscar. How you doing?
Mr. Booth.
Yeah, standing by, floating over you boys. What a teeny tiny studio. Who's the new intern? Looks like Jesus Christ. I didn't see him when I came up here.
What do you think of Miss USA? Just send it to your phone.
Oh, to Powers Booth's smartphone?
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be. That's a show pony. And not the one that works for you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. A glowing tribute. Let us close with this. KRS-One, who has been a big player in the rap community for a long time. You may even know him. He rapped on the REM song Radio Song. That's where I first became familiar with KRS-One. He has issued an apology, and he is going to re-record his new song, Hip Hop Speaks From Heaven, in which he honors many of the great entertainers we've lost over the last year, because he mentioned in the song that the wrong Beastie Boy died. It was a tremendous oversight. Ad Rock is alive. It was MCA who passed. Here is his mistake in the rap song.
In the mist, I see King Ad Rock, and rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
How must you feel if you are King Ad Rock and you put on a new rap record? You say, I'm dead.
Yeah, it's
that's something.
Yeah. He's like, this rhymes so well.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's the idea too. The rhyme was there, and he got caught up in the process. That's what happened to him. He got caught up with the process of the writing of the song. That's
so, as a member of the hip hop community, I would like to say I accept KRS-One's apology, and that is your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome home, Mike. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you very much. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, hey, tomorrow, a full.
Yes.
A full study of our
dissection.
Boy,
okay? Yeah.
We got to talk to him about the lady.
A deep dive, Mike.
Oh, great. Carla's here. You got the cottonelle, honey. Thank you. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the 24/7 TMOS stream.
She's never been more lovely.
That's my brand. Let it be known. Birthday's coming.
You bet.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two P's at MichaelMarishow.com. Things that excite me. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Cottonelle Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
In the know.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.